Welcome to Women Winning Divorce, the podcast helping successful women navigate divorce with dignity so you can protect yourself, your children, and your assets. I'm Heather Quick, founding attorney at Florida Women's Law Group, where women win at life. Hello, I'm Heather Quick with the Women Winning Divorce podcast. Today, I will discuss how cutting-edge AI tools are transforming the way family law outcomes, such as time sharing, support, and asset division, are predicted. So historically, family law decisions have been, and really still are, based on a variety of subjective factors. These include judicial discretion and facts of each individual case, and sometimes some unpredictable emotional dynamics. Predicting the outcome of family law cases has been more art than science, relying heavily on your attorney's experience and interpretation. But AI is changing that. And, there are some legal AI models now that can draw correlations based on trends and case factors. So effectively, AI, is helping attorneys organize, interpret, and understand data better and more efficiently. So the question becomes, how should attorneys use AI? And that does depend on what they're wanting to analyze, and also what type of artificial intelligence platform is it? Because as attorneys, all of our client information is confidential. So some AI models, they're always learning and getting better, but they're taking what you give them and that goes into a bigger pool to help them get better. And so that would be a breach of the confidentiality. So as attorneys, we can't do that, should not be doing that, because now we are exposing your information to the world and allowing everybody else to learn. So that is not something that, your lawyers can and should do. But I think, what they're talking about in this article is, maybe all the cases, the case law. So the way that the majority of the laws are interpreted are through the cases. So you have the statute, the legal description of what the law is. And then over time, things are litigated and judges make decisions. So the judge is interpreting, your facts and the law, the arguments made, as well as relying on other decisions on those same issues within their jurisdiction. So that is a process that is based on a lot of case law. And we as attorneys find similar cases, make those correlations, arguments on behalf of our client. So I can see how the AI could take a lot of case law and detail that and analyze it. I also think it can be effectively used, again, if it's a closed system, to potentially analyze a lot of financials and trends that you could pick out, but maybe you want to get an idea before you go hire a forensic accountant and see what trends in maybe the spending or income, especially maybe if some income fluctuates on a party, and that's going to be a big part of your argument and important to the issues in the case. Some of the ethical and legal pitfalls in relying on the AI are, like I said, how confidential is it? Because that is a big concern for all attorneys, as you as a client want it to be. We have an obligation to you for confidentiality. So that can, lead you astray. And if you do that, because now you've violated that obligation to your client. And also, you can't use AI to come testify. So I think if you use it to enhance your understanding of something, but then you're still going to need an expert. Evidence is through verified, documentation that can be authenticated, or an individual who can then testify to the court. So you may have all these great ideas, but your attorney can't testify, and you can't just print out, and I'm using ChatGPT. That's not what you would use, I don't think. But, to the court, this is what ChatGPT says about all this. That's inadmissible. So you just got to be careful about that. And you need to understand that that's just not how we're going to go about it. But maybe we use some of the tools to then help us find the right expert, the right documents to show what the trends are showing that the AI pointed out. I hope this has been helpful for any of our listeners who may have questions about this or are going through this right now. And if you want more, go back and listen to our full episode, 163, is Revolutionizing Support for Domestic Violence Survivors with Amy Says. Thank you for listening.
Listeners, if you or someone you know in the Northeast Florida area is going through or even thinking about divorce, you're not alone. Taking that first step can feel overwhelming, but it doesn't have to be. Our newsletter is filled with actionable advice tailored to guide you through this process. By signing up, you'll gain the tools to face the unknown with courage and see if we're the right fit to support you during this life-changing time. Don't wait. Click the link in the show notes, fill out the form, and take the first step toward building a brighter future today.